In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week in the Gospel for Invocavit, we saw Christ wrestling and grappling with Satan in the desert. He is tempted to sin and emerges victorious. We saw Christ as our example, our hope, our champion in the battle with the devil. And today we are to ponder another struggle of the Christian life, not one that is against the forces of sin and death and darkness, not against the devil, but the struggle of the Christian against God himself. And make no mistake, it is certainly true that God does indeed battle with his Christians, with his saints. It is often thought of that in conversion, when we become a Christian, that our Christian life is one that is easy, that is like a boat in a harbor that is caught in a storm while out at sea, that at the moment we come into the Lord's house, the waters settle. We are safe from the storms that rage on around us. We'll not have to fight. Now the Christian is finally safe and needs not fear any shipwreck. This is a dangerous deception of the devil and a lie. For now the real battle begins. Christ himself says to strive to enter through the narrow door. And he does not merely mean strive to be converted, to come to the point of conversion and of faith. But your entire Christian life, from life until death, is constantly one of striving to enter into the narrow door, of coming to the last day and hearing your Lord and your Savior say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into my rest." And the Canaanite woman is a perfect example of this. For she, in her faith, is not afraid to wrestle or contend with God. She does not presume his mercy upon her or his grace based upon who she is. No, she holds him accountable and wrestles with God because of who he is, to hold him accountable to his word and his promises. How has she come to such great faith? For she is one of two mentioned in the scriptures that Christ commends for having great faith. And what is the content of her faith? Simply put, she has heard the word of the Lord. She has heard the word of God. Although she lived in the midst of a pagan society, a pagan and heathen world, she is from the land of Tyre and Sidon, a place ripe with demonic worship and false gods. And yet, through the preaching and the prophets of the prophets and of the saints, she, a Gentile, was given faith in the promised Savior. Savior of the world, not just of Jerusalem, not just of the Jews, but of the world. So when the news that Christ has come near, that he himself in his flesh has drawn near to her, she has no doubt that this Jesus is the promised Messiah, that this Jesus is her Savior. And we're tempted to think that because Jesus is here, that her difficulties are over. For here is the Christ. Here is her hope. Wouldn't we expect Christ to hear and treat this woman so tenderly and graciously? For she's had trials and difficulty enough fighting off the devils in her land. But what do we hear? We hear that now that she has come to faith, heavy weight is placed upon her. For now a heavy cross is placed upon her. Her daughter is tormented by a demon. Her struggles are far from over, and Christ himself even comes to her as an adversary. While she cries out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David," Christ remains deaf. He does not come with grace and comfort. He does not answer her a word. And when he finally does speak, after she insists, after she chases him down, constantly begging and crying out. He doesn't say, "Your faith has healed you. Go your way. Your daughter is fine." He does not give her a word of comfort. No, he says, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." See, dear Christians, how Christ attacks this woman, how Christ attacks his own Christians. But again, she says, "Lord, help me." Christ still does not relent. He crushes, he kills so that he might make her alive. He says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." He not only refuses her prayer, but he does it in such a way as to express to her nothing but wrath and contempt. But do not lose heart. For Christ does not engage us in battle. He does not engage this Canaanite woman in battle and struggle without cause or to do us harm. No, he attacks and assaults us that he might be overcome, so that we might overcome him and wrestle from his hands, grab from his hands grace, mercy, and peace. This woman is indeed victorious. Through patience and humility, through ardent prayer and a faith that holds firmly to God's word, despite its experience, despite the feelings of the heart, she overcomes Christ. She takes for him for all that he has. She acknowledges the truth of his words when she says, "Yes, Lord." She acknowledges that she is unworthy and does not deserve anything other than eternal death. She cannot claim the right of a child. She also takes Christ at his word. She acknowledges the truth in his sentence that she is a dog, but she adds, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Acknowledging that he does not see her as a devil, as someone to be overcome and destroyed, but as a dog. And even the dogs can expect from his master a scrap of grace and mercy. And this is how Christ desires to be overcome by his Christians. It is for this reason that Christ assaults and attacks us. He cries out at this woman's great faith, "O woman, great is your faith," as if to say, "I have been bested. I have been conquered. You have succeeded in your strife against me. Let it be done for you as you desire." And her daughter is healed. And the same is true for us today. If God wrestles with us Christians through affliction, poverty, sickness, and the death of a loved one, disgrace, or any other tragedy that we might see, do not think as the rest of the world does. Do not think, "What have I done to deserve this? Woe is me. Why must I experience evil while others more wicked than I are happy?" No, model yourself after this great faith. Patiently carry your cross and remind yourself it could be far worse. We deserve hell. And pray without ceasing and take refuge in God's word that those whom he loves, he reproves and disciplines. And that for those who love God, all things work together for good. And if things become worse before they become better, if they become worse instead of better, do not give up praying. Seize the word of God and hold it before your eyes. Remind yourself that whoever comes to me, I will not cast out, Christ says. Hold him to it. And by this you will conquer God. The temptation will be removed, the light of grace and joy once more will be given to you, and it will not come in your time, but in his. For God desires to be conquered, but he does not make it easy. He afflicts and wrestles with his Christians so they might be drawn into him. They might cling with renewed strength to his word and his promises and plunder him for all that he has. Have you not experienced the same? Have you not at times, like this Canaanite woman, implored with God, wrestled with him? And which one of you has not come through victorious? For here you stand in this congregation. Who among you has been left in despair? Maybe right now you are in the midst of your wrestling match with him. Maybe right now you are struggling. But know this, Christ desires your victory. He wrestles with you so that you might overcome him and receive grace, mercy, and peace, forgiveness, and life eternal. He desires not your defeat, but your victory. Sadly, many Christians think that because Christ is for us, because Christ preaches pure grace, it is a restful and comfortable life. Unlearn this. Learn instead that the Christian life is a continual struggle, not only against sin and death and the devil, as if these were not enough, but against God himself, that his ways are not in our ways. And his wisdom is far wiser than our wisdom. This is how he chooses to engage his Christians. Whoever does not engage in this struggle every day makes Christianity into an empty pretense. It is a difficult thing that Christ says, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many who will seek to enter will not be able. Many of those striving will not enter. What will happen to those who do not strive for it? To those who seek comfort and ease? But as for you, strive. Grab hold of Christ, like the Canaanite woman, hold him to your word, to his word. Fight like Israel, the patriarch, who wrestled with God physically and refused to let him go unless he was blessed. Do not let the sweet, enticing world rock you to sleep. Struggle ever more fervently. And dear Christian, you will not regret it. For when you leave the battlefield of this world far behind, you will hear your Lord say, "You have striven with God and with men, and you have prevailed. You've prevailed against God." Enter into the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.